Welcome to Central Coast Voices, a program addressing the ramifications of change in our communities and beyond, and how today's choices will impact tomorrow's community. This program is a combined project of KCBX and our team of program hosts. Today, Lotta Murdy speaks to guests about efforts in Lompoc to launch a youth workforce pipeline. The pipeline would support Lompoc youth and employers in growing their economic opportunities, their businesses, and themselves, and the reasons and need for the proposed pipeline. Although we can't take your calls live during this pre-recorded show, we invite you to listen, learn, and if you have questions, you can send them in to voices@kcbx.org. Now let's join Lotta Murdy and her guests. Over to you, Lotta.
Thank you, Brad. It's good to be back hosting Central Coast Voices after a summer hiatus, and I'm especially glad to be back with today's guests, Santa Barbara County 3rd District Supervisor Joan Hartman, Lompoc Teen Center Executive Director Victor Cortez, and Goodwill Industries of Ventura and Santa Barbara County's Mission Service Supervisor Celeste Mendoza. Supervisor Hartman, Victor, and Celeste are talking to me today about their work to help develop a youth workforce pipeline in the city of Lompoc. So, Supervisor Hartman, tell us about how the idea for a youth workforce pipeline in Lompoc came about.
There were really several threads that were woven together. When I came into, when Lompoc came into the 3rd District in January 2022, and the 3rd District is what I represent, it was new to me, I did a survey and asked people what were the key issues. And youth well-being was one of the top issues that concerned people, as well as economic development. So I was, what can I do in this arena? In addition, the county has been working for many years with an organization called REACH that is looking at economic development, started particularly looking at North County. Now it's looking at both SLO and Santa Barbara County regionally, but they've done a number of different studies. And one of their most telling ones for this topic is a 2024 publication looking at the talent pipeline analysis. So the REACH studies, along with the survey of Lompoc residents, said that getting a workforce pipeline in place was really important. So I started convening a group of people who are interested in youth activities, youth well-being in Lompoc. And so we started meeting in my office and eventually began to focus on this idea of developing a workforce pipeline.
And around when was that? When did you start meeting?
We started meeting about, I think, June of 2022.
Very good. So it's been about 2 years that you've come together to work on this.
Yeah. And it's been kind of irregular, but it's been very valuable for people to begin to share information and to feel part, build relationships and feel that we have a shared mission.
And when you say North County, you're referring specifically to North Santa Barbara County?
Exactly, yes.
And that includes what areas?
People generally mean north of the tunnel on the 101, but it includes primarily Lompoc and Santa Maria, a little bit the Santa Ynez Valley, but mostly Santa Maria and Lompoc.
And who are some of the specific partners and organizations involved?
Well, it three different categories, but it includes those who deal with students. So Lompoc Unified, Allen Hancock College, the Teen Center Future for Lompoc Youth, the library, Lompoc Library, the police chief was involved, probation, the Workforce Development Board, Goodwill Industries, Vandenberg Space Force Base, the Chamber. People have come in and out of the meetings, but basically those who represent students, or those who are involved in skills training, or employers, or those representing employers.
In fact, we have a couple of those representatives here today from the Lompoc Teen Center and also from Goodwill Industries. So, Victor, you are the executive director of the Lompoc Teen Center. How did you learn about Supervisor Hartman's efforts and these efforts to help youth?
Thank you, Lata. So I first got involved through Rachel Frazian at the library, who introduced the All About Youth initiative in Lompoc. So I collaborated closely with Rachel as well as with Lata during the initial listening and planning sessions, as well as throughout the main All About Youth event. So after that, after the survey results were analyzed and the data was shared with Supervisor Hartman, that's sort of how I became involved with the project.
So tell us more about that All About Youth event. What was that about and what did it show?
Definitely. So the All About Youth event has been put on by Women's March Santa Maria Valley, and it was first brought to Lompoc by Rachel Frazian. So the event had two parts, really. An input listening session, which formulated the main event. So the main event was a series of focus groups that were based on that survey that was created from the initial input from teens and youth. So the process really provided valuable insights for the needs and aspirations of local youth, specifically for local opportunities. So pretty much after the event, that's when Supervisor Joan Hartman spearheaded the creation of that youth workforce pipeline, or carrying it on as well.
And what were some of those needs and aspirations?
A lot of students identified not knowing what opportunities are out there, especially local opportunities. And even more than that, how do they get to those opportunities? What is the pipeline? And a lot of students don't even know that there's pipelines to get to these opportunities.
And Celeste, how did you and Goodwill Industries of Ventura and Santa Barbara counties get involved?
So I was invited to one of the workforce pipeline meetings back in May earlier this year to kind of meet and discuss, like everyone's been talking about, the needs of what youth were looking for. And I was invited by Alma from the 3rd District Joint Supervisor Hartman's office to be there that day. So that's how I became involved with this workforce pipeline initiative.
And can you affirm that the needs and aspirations that Victor talked about are what you've experienced yourself or you've heard other youth talk about?
Yeah, so locally and especially within North County, what we see with a lot of our youth that come in through the doors is availability of opportunity and pipelines, how to get to those things. But also specifically speaking to workforce, how to get into the workforce, the basics that are needed. For example, resume building, interview preparation, having proper interview clothing. That is one thing I do see day in and day out with the youth that come into our Lompoc office, just knowing the basics, how to even get started. Opportunity, yes, is one thing that they are not aware of, what could be in their own backyard. But then also just the mere basics to get to those opportunities. That is one thing we do see day in and day out in our offices and in operations that we run.
So admittedly, I don't usually associate Goodwill Industries with youth and supporting youth with youth employment. And I'm guessing I'm not alone among our listeners. So other than perhaps providing attire for interviews, what else does Goodwill do with youth?
So Goodwill actually operate, we're one of the operators for the Workforce Development Board's youth programs that they have. Currently, we do operate two of their youth programs, one of them called the Youth Career Services Program, that is through WIOA Title I funding, and the other one called the Student Training and Employment Program, or STEP for short, through the Workforce Development II, funded through the state of California for that. So we are an operator for the Workforce Development Board, where we do meet one-on-one with youth in developing the skills and providing the work attire, resume building, like I mentioned, and also helping them participate in paid work experience, or as others might noted as paid internships.
Very good. Is this similar to the work that Lompoc Teen Center does, Victor?
Definitely. So we actually work very closely with Goodwill Mission Services and with Celeste. Over the past 3 years, they have been placing a few of their students at our site. So we really work with the same students, and we really see that same need for students. So at the Teen Center, part of our mission is to prepare students for academic su success and college readiness. We're trying to really become more holistic and help students explore the various career opportunities, not only in North County, but all around. So, definitely.
So when you mention students, whom are we talking about? What age group or grades or schools?
Great. So at the Teen Center, we work specifically with students from 7th through 12th grade. In our collaboration with Celeste at the Goodwill Mission Services, we tend to work with students who are 16 to 21. There's various requirements, and I think Celeste can talk about the different requirements for the different age ranges.
Yeah, so we do work with high school youth. Our programs do, depending on the one, range from ages 16 to 24. So we work with students who are in high school, students who are currently at Helena Hancock College or Santa Barbara City College, or students who are just looking to get work experience. So various youth from various different demographics, backgrounds, and different career paths and what they're exploring.
Very good. And so Supervisor Hartman, how does your involvement with this, with youth in North County, relate to your work overall and your role as Santa Barbara County 3rd District Supervisor?
That's an excellent question. I could look at my job as, you know, just attending board meetings and focusing on countywide business. But for me, one of the most exciting aspects and opportunities of the job is working in the different communities that I represent and finding out what are the key issues to them and how can I gather whatever resources I can to help address those issues. And so that's what I'm trying to do in Lompoc. And clearly, you can hear that I've got some great partners to work with. And so, trying to bring people together. What's interesting about Lompoc is there's so many interesting things and good things happening, but sometimes people aren't communicating, across the different organizations. So to have someone like me come in and say, let's get together and share, so we understand and can support and perhaps even leverage some of our skills and abilities, that's a function that I learned what a supervisor my great power is. I can call a meeting and many people will show up. And surprisingly, that's a really important ability to have, especially in Lompoc, where there's so many good things happening, and it's just really needing that touch to bring it together and kind of get excited by each other's efforts and how we can fit them together to have even more impact.
It's exciting to hear you talk about it, all three of you. I'm Lotta Murty with you for Central Coast Voices on KCBX, your Central Coast listener-supported radio station. My guests today are Goodwill Industries of Ventura and Santa Barbara County's Mission Service Supervisor, Celeste Mendoza, Lompoc Teen Center Executive Director, Victor Cortez, and Santa Barbara County 3rd District Supervisor, Joan Hartman. And we are talking about the City of Lompoc's efforts to launch a youth workforce pipeline. So, Supervisor Hartman, what does that exactly mean, youth workforce pipeline? Who came up with that? Is that even the official name, or is that what just the proposed function would be?
At this point, we're just calling it the Lompoc Workforce Pipeline. And what it means is finding a way to make it less scattershot so that there are opportunities for young people to develop the skills and that are needed by the businesses and industries in the area, and then having a link So it also means educational institutions having an opportunity to work with businesses to figure out what are the skills that they need. What is the 21st century economy in the North County area, greater Lompoc area? What is it going to need? Lompoc is currently our most disadvantaged community in Santa Barbara County. But interestingly, there's all kinds of employers who are looking for qualified workers. So jobs are going wanting for a lack of qualified applicants. And my big concern is that if Lompoc doesn't develop a strong local workforce, then people are going to come from elsewhere to take these jobs. $600 million is being invested, for example, in the Vandenberg Space Force Base over the next 5 years. We all know that SpaceX and other private launch companies are escalating their work. Wind energy and offshore wind is coming to the Central Coast. There's a lot of jobs in computer technology and precision manufacturing. So these have special skills that don't necessarily require college degrees, but we need to be able to connect training and students to those jobs. And that's what we're in an trying to do. But what we found is that there are a lot of small businesses and there are a lot of different organizations working with students. And so it's kind of disorganized out there. And so the question for us is, how do we bring it together? How do we get more coordination, more overlap? And the organization that I mentioned earlier, REACH, did a major study of this and said what really is needed is someone whose job is to actually coordinate this. It's hard for small employers with small HR departments to figure out how to develop a mentor, internship, first job program. But if they can work together and have somebody who can write the job descriptions and the qualifications and work with the employers to connect them to the schools and the students, that's the missing piece that we don't have yet that can really bring greater coherence to all the pieces that currently exist.
So talk some more about the mentoring. What might that involve? What kind of mentoring is needed?
Right now, the Future for Lompoc Youth, which is kind of a complement to the teen center, it's operating within the school. They are developing a mentorship program. And if people would like to volunteer, they should contact Future for Lompoc Youth. The mentoring program, many young people in Lompoc do not have examples of family members who have really high-paying quality jobs. And so we're trying to match students up with people who have that so that people can broaden their vision. Youth have a bigger sense of what the opportunities available to them are and what they need to develop to take advantage of those. And to have a sense of their future that is much bigger than many of them have today. And so that's kind of the job description for a mentor, is to provide that.
Very good. Can you talk some more about the mentoring, Victor, as far as Lompoc Teen Center?
Definitely. So at the Teen Center, we offer various opportunities for mentoring, similar to what Future for Lompoc Youth does. So our mentorship sort of focuses on academic support, but it does branch out of there to other aspects of life that end up affecting workforce pipeline development and as well as college readiness. We're also launching and putting together a large-scale career conference in November. So that's sort of along the efforts that we're trying to do within the workforce pipeline. We're bringing in a lot of experts from various industries and companies that are local, as well as within the state of California, to come and give interactive workshops to our teens to help them explore the various opportunities that they may not be aware of.
Very good. Celeste, is Goodwill Industries involved at all in mentoring?
Yes, so we do offer mentoring services in the sense of helping the youth figure out what pathway they would like to take, giving them the options of what's available. And one thing we do encounter a lot of the time when we do speak about pathways is barriers that they might have. And transportation is a big one for here in Lompoc, especially, as was mentioned by everyone on here. There is a lot of resources in Lompoc, but then also many outside of Lompoc and in other counties as well, or even North County like Santa Maria. So the mentoring we do provide, along with career readiness and employment preparation, is also mentoring in the sense of helping recognize those barriers and possibly help resolve them. So, for example, Goodwill, through our programs as well, are able to provide bus passes, bikes, gas fill-ups, supportive services in the sense to maybe purchase that work permit application or purchase the driving test. So various resources to help eliminate barriers when it comes to employment or even going into higher education as well.
Very good. And so for you personally, Celeste, have you experienced a transformative mentoring relationship, or what's been the power of mentoring in your own life and experience?
In my own life and experience, I wish I had more mentoring when I was younger, but I believe the mentoring I do have now as an adult and the mentoring I do provide to the youth that come in here is transformational. I learn a lot of things from the youth that come in, and also learning from those who are from my other mentors as well. And one of the biggest things I've learned with the mentoring I've received then as someone who was younger, now as an adult, is that the opportunities are endless. There's so many things out there in the communities, or sometimes just a street away, where most of our youth, even myself, are not aware of until we come into those situations where we do become aware of it. This program itself, that is through the Workforce Development Board that Goodwill operates, is something that was around even when I was in high school and also in college, and something I wish I knew about. Something that where someone could have guided me through those processes. I mean, even though I did make it, I'm here. I graduated from college and now I am a supervisor for a nonprofit. I could only imagine what my life could have been if I did have these resources available to me. Not that I don't love what I do now, but it's just imagining those other opportunities, broadening my horizons rather than one path where I thought that was just the only answer.
I appreciate you sharing that, Celeste. And what I want to point out about what you said is that when we think of mentoring, we often think of someone older mentoring someone younger. But from what you said, it seems like it doesn't always have to be that way, right? The mentor could be someone younger mentoring someone who's older. And have you found that to be the case?
Definitely. I mean, when we do mock interviews with our youth, one of the questions we ask them is, how do you define success? And everybody has a different answer. But one of the answers I heard from one of our participants was success, they felt, was more physical or materialistic. But to them, it was well-being and being happy with what you have. And little moments like that, even when we are, when I'm the one who's supposed to be training them, then that point trained me and or gave me a different insight on some of the things that are great interview answers, for example, or just great lessons in life from just me them coming into our door seeking a service. But at the end of the day, we're a service to each other.
Wonderful. Yeah. So to me, that's not a little moment. That's a that's a pretty significant moment. Have you witnessed or experienced similar kinds of transformational mentoring with younger people mentoring older people, Victor?
Definitely. So at the Teen Center, we have a program called Yes, I Can, Si Se Puede. Through a partnership with the district, that's where we help students with their academic performance. Within that, we instilled a leadership fellows model where we our high school students actually mentor the younger kids, but as well as some of the regular older staff. And what I mean by mentoring is that they come up with very creative, unique ways to solve problems that the younger students face because they just connect with them at a at a much deeper level than what an adult can. So they do provide those learning opportunities for us, a little bit older folk, to better help those that are younger and who demonstrate that need.
What has mentoring meant for you, Supervisor Hartman?
Well, in my own life, mentors have been absolutely critical because they inspire me and give me a sense of what's required to reach my goals to be like them. So it's really important. So I try very hard to be a mentor to young people, getting them interested in politics and showing them that civic engagement can be very satisfying. And I very much like to support young people who want a career in politics or government or public service. And as far as mentoring by young people, I think social media and it's clear that I have a lot to learn about digital technology and rely every day on young people to guide me through that world.
We are going to take a short break to hear from our studio.
Hola, I'm Maria Hinojosa. Every Thursday afternoon at 2, you can hear Latino USA on KCBX. Latino USA is a Peabody Award-winning radio journal of news and culture from a Latino-Latina perspective. It chronicles how we're living, shaping, and changing the United States of America. Tune in for in-depth reporting, candid conversations, and fascinating stories. Join me for Latino USA Thursdays from 2 to 3 on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.
What's something I've learned about when reporting for KCBX? I learned about how dangerous zebra mussels would be if they invaded the San Luis Obispo County lakes.
I've learned how to tell the full story, show both sides of a conversation. You want to show your listeners the full picture of what you're writing about, why it matters to people on both ends of the conversation.
Support KCBX with a donation during our pledge drive at kcbx.org.
I'm Brad Kyle, the producer here of Central Coast Voices on KCBX. As we say, a program that addresses the ramifications of change right here at home and beyond, and how today's choices impact tomorrow's community. This program is just another example of the fine local programming that we have been presenting here on KCBX for nearly 50 years. And the way that we do that is through the generous support of listeners just like you. It's our fall pledge drive, and I just want to take a moment to ask you if you enjoy the show that you listen to here every week with our rotating cast of hosts, with Dr. Lotta Murney, Mario Espinoza Kulik, of course, Fred Monroe, and Chris Kington Barker. I'd ask you to help us continue to bring this programming to you with your pledge of support at 800-549-8855 or online at kcbx.org. It is public radio, and that's where you as the public come in. And we're here for you because thousands of folks in the past have done their part and, stepped up and supported this station and its mission. So if you have not made your pledge of support and you are listening to our program today, maybe find yourself a regular listener, I would ask that you please, whatever it is, whatever you can afford comfortably is what we're asking for. All we ask is that you do something and call us at 800-549-8855 or visit us on the web at kcbx.org. Now, with all of that said, let's return to Lotta Murdy and her guests on Central Coast Voices. Back to you, Lotta.
Welcome back to Central Coast Voices. I am talking to Lompoc Teen Center Executive Director Victor Cortez, Goodwill Industries of Ventura and Santa Barbara County's Mission Service Supervisor, Celeste Mendoza, and Santa Barbara County 3rd District Supervisor, Joan Hartman. And we have been talking about the City of Lompoc's proposed youth workforce pipeline and how much mentoring is important in creating that pipeline, but also skills. And so Supervisor Hartman was talking earlier about consulting with, talking with local businesses in Lompoc and the skills that they're looking for in future employees. Could you talk some more about what those specific skills are that you've been hearing about, Supervisor Hartman?
Well, the REACH did a study to look at what are the jobs that are coming. And again, trying to figure out what jobs would require college degrees and higher, but trying to focus very much on jobs that don't require college degrees, but do require specific training so that they are what we call quality jobs. That is, jobs that have a ladder. So you go up and get more pay and more responsibility as you master certain skills. So, in the general sectors of aerospace, ag technology, and energy, those are all broad industry sectors that are growing. And then within those, clearly computer science, programming, AI, precision manufacturing, those are all special skills that you could apply across those different industry sectors. And that's sometimes important for a ladder so that you, if you have a small employer and you want to go up, you may not be able to go up there, but you may be able to go up in a related industry. And so these industries are now taking root in the greater Lompoc area, and we don't have a workforce that's skilled yet in those abilities. And so we really need to, and Hancock College, Allen Hancock College and Lompoc Unified School District are working closely with REACH and these industries to figure out, okay, what is it that we need to train our youth to be able to do? And so they are engaged in that process, but it can get tightened up over time and be even more effective. So I hope that answers your question about the kinds of skills, and with the kind of effort that's going in, for example, the $600 million being invested in Vandenberg Space Force Base, there's all kinds of quality control, construction, of buildings, infrastructure development, water quality, environmental, it's a whole range of things. So there's huge breadth of opportunity. There's how we can translate that into opportunities that we can plug students into is the question.
And have you heard, Celeste or Victor, from alumni of Lompoc Teen Center or Goodwill Industries, how maybe they've translated some of those skills into opportunities, or what skills are they telling you have really helped them?
I could go first in the sense of essential soft skills. That's one of the biggest things that I've heard from local community members is them showing up on time to work, them showing up to dress properly for an interview, conducting the interview, along with those soft skills, some of the hard skills. So we do send our youth off to local work site or local businesses that we refer to as work sites here in the community where they are able to learn essential skills. So for example, as Victor mentioned, we do have some of our youth who are interns there at the Lompoc Teen Center, where they're getting paid through our program and also learning the essential skills of what the teen center offers, such as tutoring, interacting with the youth there, conducting workshops, whatever it might be. So for in that case, that particular youth, they were interested in possibly like childcare, daycare type of aspect, or possibly even looking into teaching. And we felt that the Lompoc Teen Center was a perfect fit for her to experience that, to see if that was something she did want to pursue. And that is what a lot of our youth coming into our programs want, is to see, hey, am I liking this? Is this what I have in mind? Is this a good fit for me? Or no, this is not what I have in mind anymore. I experienced it. It's not something I want to pursue. Or if it is, what skill sets do I need to get to there? Do I need to take a computer training class? Do I need to maybe enroll in phlebotomy because I do like being in the medical setting? And so on and so forth in that aspect.
I'm glad you mentioned soft skills as well as, right, just the kind of hard skill or scientific knowledge, that both are important. Victor, did you have anything to add to that?
Definitely. So some of our alumni, what I've seen is in working with Goodwill, we sort of created this ad hoc pipeline where some of our students that have come in through Goodwill, they gain those soft and some of the hard skills that they may be interested in. And some of our students have used that to sort of move on when they graduate from high school. For example, we've had a couple of our students go to Hancock College, and they were able to interview for and become a part of College Corps Fellows. So basically, it's a workforce program that Allen Hancock has, similar to Goodwill. They place a student at a local business. They earn up to $10,000 for up to 450 hours of community service. So we've seen that jump from similar program to something that's a little bit more professional in a sense, where they're taking the skills that they learned through Goodwill at the teen center and just using that to move on in the future.
Very good. So Supervisor Hartman, tell us more about the meetings that all of you have been having. When do you decide it's time to meet? Whom do you invite? How do you invite them? When and where do you meet?
Let me start with the last question first. We meet in my Lompoc office at the Veterans Building, and we have a running list of people who have expressed an interest, and so we send invitations out to them along with a proposed agenda, and then allow people to suggest additional items for the agenda. And sometimes we have newer people to the group explain what it is that they're doing. And I'm always in the community trying to meet new people. I met at a C4 event, for example, someone with a new organization that is working with young people who have aged out of foster care and foster programs and are looking for mentoring and job guidance. And so we're always looking for new people to bring in. But we only have meetings when we've got something, when we've got an agenda. So they've been, we started out more regularly. Then there was election season and then summer break. So it's about time to get another meeting scheduled. But in the meantime, I've been working with our Workforce Development Board of the county to develop a grant proposal that will fund someone, because the group said what we need is a coordinator to coordinate among us. And so that's what I've been focused on. So I hope to give, we should hear whether we received our grant this fall. And so that would be a wonderful opportunity to call everyone together again. But it's, even if we don't, we're going to apply again for others. And we actually do have other applications out there. So, so irregular, but it's time to have another one.
Yes. So for our listeners who are outside of Lompoc or can't come to your meetings but are very interested in this, how can they support these efforts?
The one opportunity that rises above all others right now is Measure M that's on the ballot in November. It would fund, it's a bond to support Lompoc Unified School District. There have been four previous bonds that failed. And when that happens, it means that you can't update the facility. So Lompoc schools have leaky roofs and plumbing and asbestos and lead, and those are not great conditions for student learning. Don't have all the lab equipment boards and the things that attract top teachers and give students, you know, a first-rate facility. So we must pass Measure M. It's the first step in economic development. It's the first step in building a workforce pipeline, is having first-rate public education opportunities available. So if you want to learn more about Measure M on the ballot, there's a website, yesforlompockids.com, and that'll explain more about the bond. But if we want everybody to thrive in Lompoc, we have to start at the schools. And it's even if you don't have children, it's important to vote for this. It's what supports property values. It supports a healthy community. And it's really imperative that we all work to pass this bond measure.
This is Lotta Murty with you for Central Coast Voices on KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, your listener-supported radio station. If you recently joined us for today's show and want to listen to the entire broadcast, you can. It's available on our website at www.kcbx.org under the On Demand tab. Click on Central Coast Voices and you will find this show and many others to choose from. My guests for today's show are Santa Barbara County 3rd District Supervisor Joan Hartman, Lompoc Teen Center Executive Director Victor Cortez, and Goodwill Industries of Ventura and Santa Barbara County's Mission Service Supervisor Celeste Mendoza. And we are talking about the City of Lompoc's efforts to create a pipeline for youth employment and maybe how other cities might be able to do the same. And that's what I would like to ask about next. We have listeners throughout the Central Coast, and if they wanted to start similar efforts and build a youth workforce, a pipeline for youth employment in their cities, what might they do? How might they begin? Supervisor Hartman?
Well, the way we began was calling people together and listening to what they said the needs were and what the barriers were. And I think the best knowledge is within the community, within your city. So that's a place to start. And then in addition, bringing any research about your area that you can find that to inform beyond the organizations, to kind of put it in a bigger context. That's how we've started.
Victor, do you have any other advice for those who are interested in developing a strong youth workforce?
Definitely. Just like Supervisor Hartman said, it's really about going out to the community, meeting people, talking to people, finding out what their needs are. And also, finding powerhouses like Supervisor Hartman who are willing to actually go out there and talk to the people and advocate for the community and for people.
Celeste, how about young people listening to this show who are students in college or high school, maybe even junior high? How can they get things going like a youth workforce pipeline?
I would say everything that the colleagues here have mentioned, but then also speaking, bringing these concerns to teachers, family members, other mentors, because that's how networking works. It's networking without them even realizing it is, because there's so many individuals who know other people, who know certain people, then who can connect you. A lot of the times, me being here, a part of this youth workforce pipeline was through a connection to a supervisor, Joan Hartman. And before that, I mean, who knows where how it would have happened, how Goodall might have been involved, but it's through networking a lot, maybe just bringing up a question to a family member, a friend, a teacher, somebody. And I'm pretty sure that, I mean, both North County and all of our cities within the Central Coast are very small enough where someone knows somebody else and who can connect them to other people as well.
So what has this work, so you've been gathering together, you've been having these discussions for about 2 years now. And so what impact has that had on each of you personally? Supervisor Hartman?
Well, we're still, you know, we're still pulling the pieces together, but there's nothing as satisfying as seeing people who share common interests meet each other for the first time, and that little spark of, wow, we have something in common and we can do more together. I remember that it sticks in my mind, Future for Lompoc Youth, Chuck Madsen hadn't met the police chief for Lompoc. And turns out that there was a lot that they could learn from each other. And so they were planning a follow-up meeting. So I think, you know, just that sharing of information and the little sparks of excitement when people see that they've got common interests with others. And then the bigger step beyond just the sharing of information is, how do we get to the collaboration? How do we formalize it? And at that stage, you really need to bring in some financial resources. And that's the stage where we are right now, trying to bring in some additional financial resources that can get us a bit beyond, because for organizations, they're very stretched already with their own mission. And so it's difficult to spend a lot of extra time doing that collaborative work on top. So we need to bring in some resources to help us consolidate, coordinate, collaborate. And that's a point of failure if you can't do that. And so that's what we're really focused on now.
And it's really a point of long-term investment in the community's future, I would say.
Absolutely.
Those resources. Celeste, what has this work meant for you personally? What impact has it had?
Well, it's had a great impact, mainly because I am not from Lompoc and did not grow up in Lompoc. I grew up in Santa Maria, but I do see the struggle that both communities are going into, especially now working and becoming more acclimated in Lompoc. It has really opened my eyes in terms of how these efforts could impact youth here and, like you mentioned earlier, in other cities along the Central Coast, because it is a need for all of our youth here. And then just seeing and realizing that though we might live in different cities, it's still, we still have a common goal. Even might we might be from other places, we still have a common goal to help the youth and help the community. I always like to tell individuals that I meet, though I don't live here, I do feel like I have become well acclimated with the networking and everything that has happened. So personally, it's just been transformational, and I know there's much more to achieve, but at least my time being here in Lompoc and working in Lompoc and working with the community and interacting with community members, it's been great. And I can only hope and can't wait to see what can blossom further from this.
Wonderful. Victor, how about for you? What's been the personal impact of working with youth for their future employment in Lompoc?
Definitely. I myself am not from Lompoc, but I have been a part of very similar programs, workforce development when I was a teen. It helped me get my first job. It helped me get that work experience to move on in my career. So just giving back and seeing them, seeing that growth in them, it's really rewarding.
Very good. So tell us again, Supervisor Hartman, how listeners can find out more about these efforts if they're interested.
Well, one of the things is to talk to Alma Hernandez of my staff. She works as the field representative in Lompoc for the 3rd District. And you can go to my website, Joan Hartman, Supervisor, 3rd District, and you can get all of our contact information and send us an email or give us a call.
Very good. And vote for Measure M, yes?
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
And tell us again, for listeners who might have just joined us, a little bit about Measure M.
Measure M is a school bond measure that will improve the facilities of all the schools in the Lompoc Unified School District. And if you want to read more about it, go to yesforlompockids.com. And the 4 is the number 4, yesforlompockids.com. And support the bond, because the youth workforce pipeline starts in the schools.
Very good. And I do want to say, you know, this is a nonpartisan show, so this is not a measure, you know, linked with any political party or candidate. This is for improving the community. Yes. Very good. And to close us out, for our listeners, if they're outside of Lompoc, how can they support the community and the community's youth from afar? Is there anything they can do?
Find great organizations like Goodwill, like the Teen Center. Every community has these frontline organizations that are day in, day out doing really significant work. And so get involved, support them, give them money, volunteer, talk them up, attend their fundraisers. You know, communities are defined by their civic culture and how many organizations are populated by people willing to give their time. That's really what makes a quality community. And so finding those organizations and getting involved is the number one thing all of us can do. And it's rewarding, and we're suffering from an epidemic of loneliness, says the Surgeon General of the U.S. And the way to overcome that is to get engaged in really rewarding activities. So there's nothing more rewarding than organizations dealing with young people.
Yes, I appreciate that. Victor, Celeste, anything else you would like to add? No, go ahead, Celeste.
Sorry. Ways people could support, like Supervisor Joan Hartman mentioned, was finding out local nonprofits, local agencies. What are they doing? Going inside the schools, what opportunities are available for your kids, your students, or yourself if you're a teen listening, and asking those questions and networking. And then on a side note, at least from Goodwill, when we have customers shop at our stores, we always ask to round up. And that roundup money does come back into our youth programs, just in the case that program funding does not cover any supportive services. So if a program does not have funds to possibly buy someone an interview clothing, that roundup money that people donate when they do shop with us at our stores goes back into our programs to be able to purchase work attire, transportation assistance, mm-hmm. so on and so forth.
Good to know. Victor, you have the last word.
Thank you. So I think it really starts with education, educating yourself in whatever way or means possible, whether it's talking to somebody in the community, doing your research online, just trying to find different ways to help. Specifically at the Teen Center, we're always looking for volunteers, mentors, donors, all that can make an impact in the lives of the teens that we serve.
Excellent. I want to thank today's guests, Goodwill Industries of Ventura and Santa Barbara County's Mission Service Supervisor, Celeste Mendoza, Santa Barbara County 3rd District Supervisor, Joan Hartman, and Lompoc Teen Center Executive Director, Victor Cortez. We have been talking about the City of Lompoc's efforts to develop a youth workforce pipeline. Next week, join host Dr. Mario Espinosa-Kulik as he talks to guests about more community issues and efforts impacting California's Central Coast. You are invited to listen, learn, and participate in the conversation on Thursday, October 3rd, between 1 and 2 p.m. I'm Lotta Murty. Thank you for joining us today.